Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebization.
Fucking quick start.
As all good anime series have, they usually have two seasons, sometimes more. But usually it's just two seasons, and that's when they fall off, you know. But we are coming to our, you know, season two conclusion as well. For us, this is episode 24, but for you it might be something else. But for us, it's our second season ending. So, it's bittersweet that we talk about...
Second season ending, you butcher that.
We're talking about the first season because it's a tradition. We are new-gen anime. We don't go through 12 episodes and fucking go off a call-off.
I forgot I'm old. My bad. First season ending, second season beginning.
I forgot I'm old. You said the thing that the only younger things have fucking 12 episode seasons and shit.
Also,
your claim at the beginning that you're supposed to good or great animes have one season, two, three seasons they follow. I can name so many fucking anime on top of my fingers that have one fucking season. Black Clover.
Anyways. We're going to be talking about upcoming anime. I'm joined again by Owl Fox A, and Shannon, my co-host, as always.
You just want to say anything?
Thanks for watching.
Oh yeah, I will be more and more unhinged as time goes on with recording. After the last episode, I fucking feel pumped. I want to actually talk about something that's enjoyable.
Yeah, last episode was pretty depressing. But now we're going to talk about upcoming anime for next year. Some that we're excited about, some that we're anticipating, some that we're surprised about. All the whole shebang. Give you our honest opinions. We might go a little quickly. We're not going to talk about every single anime, but at least ones that are notable to us or that we have.
There is so much fucking coming out next year, and they keep announcing more and more. So, in the time frame, we were recording this on Tuesday, November 8th at 12:29. It just turned 12:29. So that's the exact time frame. By the time it comes up for you guys, I have no fucking idea what more we announced. Because apparently things keep getting announced. We got announcements for things literally like fucking yesterday. There's that onto the list that he has pulled up.
They didn't need to know all that information.
Well, boo-hoo.
My man's cracked out of his mind.
Like, you know, like the behind the scenes, like, what is our OVA season going to be for this podcast?
No, it's going to be Solo Leveling.
No, it's not. It's going to be our review when we go to BCS.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
It's going to be our OVA.
Well, we are traveling to BCS in... You guys might be there by the time you do that.
Which BCS are we going to?
We're going to Pasadena at December 7th. But this episode might come out by then or before then. We don't know. We hope to see you guys. We're going to be interviewing people or giving them the chart to see what anime and why their opinions are bad. So we're going to test everyone there. But we hope to see you there if anyone's going to be there. If not, you see us later. It's cool too. Alright, let's get into it. This is an alphabetical, just to forewarn everyone. So we're going to try to go through it as best as we can. Before we start, actually, was there anything you guys are excited for?
I will reiterate my point I had last time we talked about upcoming anime, because for some reason it's not on this list. JoJo's Part 7 coming in January. I'm so fucking excited.
It's not on the list. It's not coming.
It's fucking coming.
I hope he gets delayed.
I'm going to fucking strangle you. I'm going to fucking strangle you. Don't you dare fucking say that to me. I've been waiting so long for this shit. The fucking wait time between anime adaptation part 7 and when it came on the manga is like fucking 20 years.
So another One Punch Man moment.
Like, manga.
Pretty much.
Part 7, it was fucking almost 20 years ago. Like, it's so fucking long ago when part 7 started manga-wise.
Shannon, are you excited about anything?
I don't watch anime, so probably not.
Okay.
This is the same conversation.
I'm excited for the slime movie, so that's
the slime movie he just found out after I told him.
Shut up. I know it's coming out this year.
If the slime movie is ass, I'm dropping the series as a whole. That series has been disappointing me.
Alright. right off the bat, on this list, is there anything that catches your eye that you would be interested in watching?
Fire Force, the rest of season 3.
Part 2.
Like, I'm sorry, you disagree, but I love Fire Force. It's fucking peak right now.
Who disagrees?
Hmm?
Who disagrees with
this guy? I was like, Fire Force is peak. He's like, Fire Force is not peak.
And I'm
like,
I haven't seen season 3, but season 1 wasn't amazing.
We're getting closer and closer to that connection to Soul Eater.
I'm just saying, y'all are not fucking ready.
Yeah, it is. It's gonna be wild if they keep continuing.
Like,
I can't believe Card 5 Vanguard's getting another.
Doesn't need another one.
I know it doesn't. I am interested in Dark Moon, the Blood Altar, and Joseph County Feelers of an Agent Android, because they're the same people that made one of my favorite mangas, Boys B is the art, is the animator and the artist of that. So
I mean, I've read the manga for the Android one.
So it's been less.
It was, you know, Yuri trash. It was really boring.
I like
it. It had a crazy concept. It was just really boring. I honestly don't understand why they did that. Anyway.
A misanthrope teaches a class of demi-humans.
Yeah, garbage.
Garbage title.
You're going to see a lot of garbage titles.
AKA, are you racist towards Beastmen?
Yeah.
Sure. Go next.
Our hosts have agreed to casual racism in the fantasy anime sense.
Yeah. When it comes to
Golden Kamuy Season 5 is the biggest shock of my life here. So
I never even watched Season 1.
It's an acquired taste.
Golden Kamuy is interesting.
It's an acquired taste.
It's gotta be a decade old.
It's an acquired taste.
Well, let me put the exact dates while we gush about, while we gush and glaze Frieren for the 80th fucking time on this.
Yeah, Frieren Beyond Journey's End Season 2. Yeah.
One of the best arcs coming up that season.
We got Jujutsu Kaisen, the Culling Game. It's also
Culling Game's gonna be so fucking long. It's the last arc, but it's so fucking long.
It's gonna be so peak. They're gonna work their workers.
Golden Kamuy was in 2014.
Yeah, a decade old, like I said.
I like the art visually of the Kunin the Sorcerer can see. Don't know what it's about, but it looks cool.
I will give it a look if I were you. It's quite interesting.
And then
Hell's Paradise Season 2.
Yes, Hell's Paradise Season 2. The hardcore gamer dominates in another world with garbage balancing.
I love his hell titles.
I'm gonna watch that. I wanna watch that, so. Next slide. We get another season of My Hero Vigilante Season 2. Which I don't think we need, but
I mean, they gotta start closing out the older anime at this point. So
Vigilante was done a bit dirty with season 1, so how it does better season 2.
I haven't watched it yet, but Oshinoko has a third season coming.
That's garbage.
Do you not watch Oshinoko? I'm sorry, all Oshinoko.
But I promised to go last BCS, I would.
It is the most...
The ending ruins the entire fucking thing. The entire message of Oshinoko is fucking ruined by the ending.
It makes no sense. The first season makes no sense.
Can I just spoil Oshinoko?
I don't care.
Spoiler alert.
Can I spoil Oshinoko?
Go for it.
The entire fucking plot point of not killing yourself for revenge is fucking ruined when the fucking son kills himself for fucking revenge. The entire thing is fucking ruined by that one fucking moment at the end. It's like, great, what is the point of this fucking journey to learn that suicide is not good for revenge? When the ending has suicide for revenge.
Playing death games to put food on the table looks interesting.
Yeah, that's gonna be a good one.
And then the daily life of a single 29-year-old adventurer looks interesting too.
It's an acquired taste.
Nothing else really catches my eye.
Not well, because you haven't scrolled down like one more row.
Well, we're going section by section.
Well, you don't discard. They don't know what the fuck sections are. They can't see this.
I know.
We're doing two rows of 14.
I don't think Trigun needs another season, but we're getting it. Trigun Stargate.
Trigun is good.
I love Trigun. Yeah, I just don't think it needs.
The original was I liked more than Redo.
Can you change this title for me, Shannon? I can't read that.
I can't even see it from here.
The Yusha Party Ni Kwai Koga Ita Node Koku Hashi Shite Mita.
Yeah, that one. Whatever he just said.
Oh, alt title. There was a cute girl at the hero's party, so I tried confessing.
Alright, I'll watch it.
Of course. He's too easy.
It's an isekai.
Yep, I'm watching it.
He's too easy.
I'm watching it.
Isekai romance? Oh,
no, I'll read the synopsis for you. Yoki was reincarnated in another world. However, instead of being reincarnated as a hero or the demon lord, he was reincarnated as the demon lord's half-acidly minion of the demon lord.
What the fuck?
One day, the hero's party attacked the demons on the castle with the intent of defeating the demon lord. Of course, Yuki was able to repel their attempt with ease. In spite of this, he ended up falling for the cleric, Cecilia, at first sight. Dot, dot, dot.
This sounds so garbage.
That sounds pretty garbage, actually. I'm not gonna lie. The Darwin incident looks pretty cool. I kind of like the animation on it. And
oh, yeah. The Darwin incident,
other than that, Tune Into the Midnight Heart looks cool. I have interest in it.
Man, just skip me over Invisible Man and his soon-to-be wife.
Sure. I don't know what that is, but yeah. Are you excited about that?
You know, clearly, Bob, going off basis of how you're saying things, like, this looks cool. This looks cool. No fucking debt going towards it. An actual, like, fucking...
I mean, when you read the title, does that sound interesting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Say something, then. Damn. I told you we're not going to talk about everyone. Jesus Christ. Now we're on movies. I'm excited for Labyrinth.
We're getting an Assassination Classroom movie.
Yes, Assassination Classroom movie. And we're getting another Madoka movie, unfortunately.
It's movie 4. What do you mean?
We're milking a dead cow.
Well, call me Moo.
We're getting another slime movie. Tears of the Azure Sea. And
that pose shit better look.
That
poster art do not look
good. What's that fucking pose?
Poster art does not look good.
Fucking Disney Channel original hit animated movie.
Real. That's what it looks like. Something straight out of Disney Channel.
Oh, we're getting a Mobile Suit Gundam.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Interesting. It was orchestrated.
And true, but nothing else really catches my eye for movies. Either of you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch All You Need to Skill because that's it's going to be peak. So.
That looks cool.
I'm saying anime movies.
Good artists out there.
Anime movies have been popping off lately, you know.
OVAs and specials.
And then we got another billion series to Idolmaster.
We got another. Wait, I got a Cheats Girl Another World and became another world. That's new. I know we're getting an OVA of that.
Yeah, it's. It ain't nothing, Chief.
I know, it's just weird.
The only thing interesting is Idolmaster.
I'm saying, like, another billion series, the fucking Idolmaster.
Alright. Spring. Spring anime. Right off the bat, The Ascendance of the Bookworm. That's, season 4.
Yeah.
We're getting fucking Classroom of the Elite season 4.
Who asked for that? I asked for them.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in that.
I asked for that.
Season 4 is great. Okay. Demons of Shadow looks pretty good.
No, what people really ask for, Dorohedoro 2.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Like,
I mean, if you've read it, you're like, damn. They better make it season 2.
It's Killed Again, Mr. Detective looks interesting, too.
The cover is just a woman.
I don't even know what this is. What am I looking at? Is that a tall penguin? What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Kojima? Don't say yak at me like that. Kojima? I can't talk about
this. Kojima Otebe Le Hororo.
What is that thing?
The synopsis is, in the autumn of first year middle school, Arata Kudo meets Kojima, a strange creature that sort of looks like a bird. Since Kojima is hungry, Arata brings him home with him.
That thing is like six...
Skinwalker.
Yeah,
this is all his brother. Phil is interesting. Kojima gets carried away by the situation and ends up freeloading at the cooter. This bird doesn't fucking pay rent!
That man looks like a skinwalker and 6 feet tall, bro.
What studio's making this? Studio Hibari?
Oh, garbage.
The studio Hibari's making this? What else did Hibari make? Persona 4 opening? Wait, this might be peak.
I said it before this Persona 4 opening, not the entire game.
Not the entire anime, just the opening, bro.
He said Yasha's going to be peak.
Marriage Toxin looks interesting. Needy Girl Overdose?
Yeah, that's, dude, that was what I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
What's everybody's waiting for?
Because I was...
What is that?
Okay, so I'll spend this most. So, one night, one of my girlfriend just texted me, what the fuck is this? And I see Needy Girl Overdose on there. I'm like, they're not in shot, they're getting this. So, Needy Girl Overdose, or in the censored Americanized title, Needy Streamer Overload, is a kind of, how is it, maintenance-esque game where you play as a semi-manager of a girl who wants to become a famous streamer, and you have to balance out her workload ethic, her mental health, and your relationship with her, so she either doesn't fail streaming and become a full-on flunk-out and die, kill herself, or just strip up anything that bad that happened. There's so fucking much that goes on in that game with a shit ton of endings in it, so we're gonna see a fucking we're gonna see what is canonized.
It's gonna be one of three things. Either it's gonna follow one plot, or it's going to follow every single plot and multiple episodes, or it's gonna be one long-ass fucking anime.
Okay.
Yeah, like...
By the way, if you have mental health, please reach out to someone. You're loved by someone, just so you know. Anyways,
one of the bad endings is getting cucked and there's a doctor ending. Because he didn't give her enough love, so...
I don't want to know how you know this.
Why? Because my girlfriend plays the fucking game. Like, we established this. Most of my newer things going towards anime is because my girlfriend influenced me towards
it. Raziel's getting a season 4. So that's, sort of life in another world.
It's fucking ReZero. What is there to talk about?
I was binging not only the season 3.
We're getting our Rilo Kuma. Oh boy.
Anyway, you were talking about my goat now?
Rooster Fighter?
Yeah.
This man didn't know what Rooster Fighter was.
I'm very surprised you don't know what Rooster Fighter is. Yeah, we're getting a Rooster Fighter adaptation by Viz Media, baby.
Ooh. I'm looking at this.
What is it?
Huh?
Can you explain it?
It is exactly what it sounds like. You ever been cockfighting before?
Yeah.
I know I have.
There you go.
It hurt afterwards.
It's cockfighting, except the cock starts standing up for the little guy. Everything in there?
Yeah.
Here, I'll put it like this.
Oh, there's nothing spilled, so.
I'll put it like this.
But, yeah, it's a cock, and then, he starts defending the little guy, and then he becomes a secret hero, and then he'd get forced into more cockfights, and then it's like, it's an upcoming fighter type anime. It's actually really interesting.
From the creators of, so I'm looking at the things that the animation studio has done, like the specific part of branch of Viz Media, and they did Initial D and Bang Dream. Dude, vastly fucking, like, easy look. It's all of Initial D and then all fucking Bang Dream. And I guess you also count D4 DJ, but don't give a shit.
I like D4 DJ.
We're getting another season of The Beginning After the End. I'm excited for that. This isekai just sounds stupid, but... The strongest job is apparently not a hero or a sage, but an appraiser.
Provisional. In colon...
Because he needed to say provisional for some fucking
reason. Yeah, I don't know why, but...
Provisional is just another word for appraiser.
Yep.
the Japanese title is fucking even worse. Hold on, I need Nico to try to read this shit.
No, here. I don't want
to... Try to read the Japanese title, please.
No. No.
Yeah, the isekai. We're milking that dead horse until all our sperm is gone.
Story of one.
I wish I was milking something right now.
Yeah, welcome to Demon School's getting another season.
Welcome to Demon School is indeed a trip.
Yowa Sensei? She's kinda cute. I'm not gonna lie.
I love hearing.
I would recommend reading it first.
Okay.
Because I don't think anime's going to do that.
What were you going to say? You like how what?
I love how you skip over the second season of Wistoria and which.
I just said Wistoria 1.
Oh, no.
I literally just said that.
Oh, no. You also skip over Witch Hat Alley. Are you finally getting an adaptation?
I don't know what that is. That. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
A lot of people care.
Doraemon movie 45!
Doraemon!
Isn't Doraemon one of the longest?
It is.
Shin-Chan is one of the longest.
Yeah, but I think Doraemon is also one of the longest. It's one of the longest. We're getting another Love Live movie.
Because someone asked for that. All those Love Live enjoyers, bro. Definitely need another one.
No synopsis yet. They didn't even fucking say a lot. They just said, yeah, Love Live's coming back.
Meanwhile, me and my homies waiting for a K.O. movie.
K.O. movie?
Hey, K.O. movie, go hard, bro. OVA special, The Dark History of the Reincarnated Villainous.
That's just the same one as the last OVA special. Yep. Well, it's not the same one, it's just a continuation.
Summer, we're only getting two.
It's
announced so far.
The Detective's already dead season 2. Don't know what that is, but someone told me it's pretty good, so.
You gotta watch season 1.
Neko to Ryu. That looks kind of cool.
Neko to Ryu.
Garbage.
and then Sergeant Frog movie. Oh boy. And there's Fall. Fall for 2026. Reincarnated Sword second season. Did not think it was gonna happen, but.
Yeah. I mean, I was hoping it was gonna happen. But I was also in the same state as One Punch Man. After years, if it doesn't happen,
the man's still throwing up right now.
But,
I didn't
think it was going to happen. Apothecary Diaries Season 3. No idea how that was able to get to Season 3.
I don't even... much happened Season 2.
How long ago was Season 2?
I think it was like 2014? 2013?
God.
Right?
For what?
For Apothecary?
Apothecary Diaries
Season 2. It felt like a long time
ago. Let me check real fast. Apothecary Diaries Season 2.
Oh, fucked up time ago.
Episode 1 was January of this year.
For Season 2?
Season 2?
Yeah.
Because Apothecary Diaries Season 1 was 2023. Yeah, late 2023.
Am I thinking of another anime?
Probably. Anyway, apologies.
Whoops.
Coming out soon.
So what happens when you watch too much anime, folks?
Shane doesn't watch anime. We already discovered this.
I don't know what you're talking about. It has been announced.
Apothecary's movie. Apothecary Diaries movie.
Oh, damn.
So they're getting a third season and a movie? Shit.
No, that means...
I'm also scrolling down one list,
Watch them do a Y set for Apothecary Diaries, the movie, only English.
Crazy. Also, I'm scrolling down through in the list, sorry, but apparently also in 2027 spring, third season part 2 for Apothecary Diaries is also announced.
Oh, so yeah, they're getting a lot of love.
They are getting well-loved.
And then you can scroll down the list more for to be announced. They confirmed that it exists, but no date yet.
Cosmic Princess Kyuga. Netflix, January 2022 of...
2027?
Of 2027.
We're way too far. We don't need to be in 2027.
I know. I didn't know this was that long.
It's longer.
Jesus.
Yeah, scroll down to the... It is confirmed that they're getting an anime. We just don't know when.
Gosh, bro.
Because there's some things that confirmed in there that's like...
to be announced. To be announced,
yeah. Some of those could come out next year.
I didn't even know it was an anime. 2.5 Dimensional Seduction? What the fuck is that about?
A cosplayer.
Yeah.
That's all it's about?
Some guy likes hentai. He has hentai models. Girl he likes comes over, says, "Hey, I like that character too. I'm gonna cosplayer for you." That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's a lot of blue balling too, so you don't really get much of anything. They're just there to tease him.
One of the most detailed scenes is her like gushing over the fact that his hentai figure clothes pops off.
Yeah.
Ace of the Diamond, Act 2. No one asked for that. No one asked for that. Against the Gods, it looks pretty. Animation wise, looks good. Aggressor Killer, don't know what that is, but looks cool.
Akira New.
Yeah. What does that even mean? A new Akira?
We're getting Isla and Heinz's feelings finally!
I've been waiting for that for so long. Not really, but it's just good. It's good anime.
The first one does piss me off.
Speaking of going back on our last episode, it's like rant about like YouTube ads. One of the Crunchyroll ads I kept getting was Isla, but like it was the English dub fucking dressing room scene. Like, it was just that, the full scene. I got that ad so many fucking times, like, why?
I got that ad as well. Oh, wow. I won't lie.
We're announced as a reincarnated aristocrat. I'll use my appraisal skill to rise in the world season 3.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The first and second season are okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they're not bad.
Look at this.
What? Azure Rings, slow mode, season 2.
Yep.
Slow ahead. I don't watch Azure Lane. Baki
Go, bro. I know I wasn't supposed to be talking about that. Bang Dream!
Another
Bang Dream. Know what that means?
Two Bang Dreams!
More wise for Bang Dream.
Oh, fucking please stop.
Oh, Beastars? The final season part 2, guys?
Damn.
We're getting fucking Black Clover season 2.
Blue Box season 2? Blue Lock? New?
I mean, after Blue Lock been through, I do not.
Bochy the Rock season 2, bro.
No
one asked for that.
What do you mean? People love Bochy. What the hell?
I know.
It's the modern day Kaon. What do you expect?
No,
it's the modern day Kaon.
Black Clover season 2, second season 3.
This is like, you know how long fucking Black Clover season 1 is?
Guys, you're getting Bleach 1000 Bloodborne Part 4 of the Calamity.
Whatever. Couldn't have finished it.
Guys, we're getting Boruto Part 2.
What? We're getting Boruto Part 2. The next generation.
Group. I want to go on a mini rant about Boruto, but like in the wrong way. The character designs in Boruto are completely fucking different in the manga than they are in the anime. Yeah. Hold. Nico, pull up Hinata in the Boruto manga. Clickety clack. Man's struggling to type in Boruto. Look how much fucking different she looks.
What the fuck?
The comparison is kind of crazy.
So the reason behind that is because apparently Kishimoto has like some fetish towards like doll like housewives, so like he just constantly draws him not like that, and the studio that picked up Boruto is like, yeah, no, we're not gonna fucking do that, and then change her design. Like, it's so fucking uncanny.
She looks creepy.
Exactly.
She is built like a doll.
Like, that's a fun Boruto fact right there. No one asked for it, but it's a fact you guys can know about.
Creature Hunters looks interesting. Creature. I don't know any of these.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Cyberpunk!
Yeah, we're getting... They did announce that we're getting another Cyberpunk.
It's
a whole different story with a whole different set of characters.
Yeah, I think they have to, with the last cast of characters.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
The Dandadan, third season.
The Dandadan? Or Dandadan?
Sorry. Dandadan, I'm bad.
The Dandadan? We'll forget added an extra dog.
Death March of the Parallel World Rhapsody. Season 2. Delicious and Danger season 2, let's go. Ooh, Devil May Cry.
Death Stranding Isolation, what the fuck?
Devil May Cry, who first one failed so damn bad. It did. And then coming out with the second one?
Yep.
Does not fucking deliver.
Sad.
Dark Gallery.
Oh yeah, we're getting fucking Disney Twisted Wonderland animations finally.
No one cares about that shit.
A lot of people fucking do, because apparently the light novels are actually a lot pretty of good.
Duel Masters? What the fuck? Duel Masters lost? That's crazy.
Dr. Stone Science Feature Part 3?
Farm Life in Another World 2?
There's so much fucking, you know.
Yeah, basketball anime. I don't even know how to pronounce that, I'll be honest.
Just, I'm like looking at this list, it's like, man, some of these just look gushing over Magical Girls second season. Okay, that's a completely entirely different to the point.
From Old Country Bumpkin to Master Swordsman season 2. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's actually a good one, too.
Yeah. Giant Ojo-sama. Oh, no. Grand Blue's getting a third season. Nothing notable.
Dude, I'm getting having a stroke reading this fucking isekai thing. Dude, like I'm between reading
Hotel Inhumans season 2.
Oh, I'm like reading some of these fucking isekai titles. It's like, I left my A-rank party to help my former students reach the dungeon depths. I carry everything. What do you mean I'm the strongest? I'm not even an adventurer yet. I was exiled as a villainess. Now I'm a sister living through a good life through culinary reform. Like, what the fuck are these titles, man?
I became a legend after my 10-year-long last stand. 10-year-long last stand is crazy. That's a long time.
I'm like scrolling down on this list farther than you. I'm seeing some fucking.
I know.
Good for you.
Good for you.
You're not part of this podcast anymore. You're so far-headed.
I'll be like sucked in. You just reading the list. No commentary on
it. Paula. I don't even know how to say that last word. Goya Show? Dai Dion? Dai. I can't read that, bro.
You don't need to.
It looks interesting.
How many people can Nico offend by saying words incorrectly?
A lot.
No, there's some interesting things right here.
Kaiwa-chan.
There's some interesting things.
Koa Kunai? Ooh, that looks creepy, but it looks kind of cool. There's an infamous problem child in kindergarten, however, when Chai-sensei is assigned to look after her. She finds out Kai has an ability presenting to you the strongest horror action series set in kindergarten.
Oh, I love horror.
I like horror.
I like horror anime.
Yeah, me too. Kindergarten Wars. What is that? Is that what I think it is?
Kindergarten Wars. Kill Bill?
Kinnikuman Perfect Origin Arc Season 3 is crazy. Did not see that coming. Liar Game. I think I read that.
It's like we're having. It's like you know that video of like the orangutan like slamming a nail with a hammer and shit. This is what it looks like right now. It's like us like, experiencing seeing this giant list of things that are announced but no date yet. It's like
two Magical Girls.
Oh, Magical Rising Projects is returning.
Restart.
That's have you watched the first one?
It's a
horror version of pretty much Madoka Magica.
Horror Madoka?
Yeah.
I don't watch that.
It's pretty good.
We're getting another Macross.
It is really good.
We're getting another Macross.
Oh, we are? Oh yeah. My gosh. Let's go. What is crazy, Martial Universe?
Crazy ass poster art.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
I was going this way. I was like, what the fuck? What is that?
I thought we were talking about the two motherfuckers here.
Yeah, these posters are different. Mobius does.
I thought it said Morbius for a second. I was gonna crash out.
You morbid.
Mobius does.
Naruto new.
Oh, what brother. Is that supposed to mean?
I don't, know if that's
I don't like the implications of that. Mushoku
Tensei, Jabba's Reincarnation, third season. Let's go.
Finally.
That is the longest title I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I'm trying to read that while I pull up the English name.
Mukuwara. I can't even say his first word.
He said Wara is Warin.
Warin?
Yeah,
Warin. Mukuwara Nakakara. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. The villager who was abandoned was picked up by an aristocrat and wakened and litigated by what's those fucking aristocrats and fucking Iskai. This is like they
like their country bumpkins, alright?
Like we need an analysis on Isekais throughout generations and what the like what profession class scale was obsessed over there.
One Piece.
Dude, I can't wait for I can't wait. Heroines is be good. It's just be feels like stories. I'm just like,
Ninja Conway season 3.
Yeah,
garbage.
And season garbage. 2, Red Vendetta. Let's speedrun what?
Let's speedrun the dungeon
with 1 HP. Otherworldly munching. Let's speedrun the dungeon. That sounds interesting. And that girl has some big tits.
She's got some big tits. How you should read the synopsis? Read the synopsis there for us, Chief.
I don't want to read it now.
He sees 14-year-old in the fucking synopsis and he immediately just...
I don't know which one's his sister. So no.
We don't know, but in just in case, jokingly?
Reborn as a vending machine, I now wonder the dungeon a third season.
Probably the greatest alchemist of all time, season 2.
Pretty sure I watched that.
Free Monster season 2.
Reborn as a dragon hatchling. Oh, cute.
Reborn as a vending machine.
Third season.
Okay.
Ran a girl versus vibes.
We don't need this shit.
We don't. You're on me, kids, season 3. Let's go.
Oh, they're getting this fucking Saga of Tanya.
Oh yeah, oh, nice. Season 2. Nice.
Tanya is so fucking weird. Tanya's a weird experience.
It is.
Like, what do you
it's
mean?
Like, it's like an acquired taste, but not.
Who's showing up on Frontier third season?
Ooh, let's go.
SD Gundam World Heroes Legend of Dragon Knight.
Ooh, that. Oh, I thought it was already announced to come out. Never mind.
Skate the Infinity second season? What the fuck? Why?
They out there gold mining.
I know, for real. What? There was no... There's
Skeleton Knight in the world, too.
Ooh.
I didn't think they were good in another season.
Spice and Wolf Merchant meets the Wise Wolf.
There's no way they're making more Spice and Wolf.
Spice Wolf is still popular for some reason.
I know, it's so good. So,
Spice and Wolf can be milked, alright?
It's so good.
Who are you milking in Spice and Wolf?
Shut up.
Obviously the guy.
Fuck. How many gallons?
Get that milk machine, bro.
They're making Tenkaichi the greatest warrior under the rising sun.
And smoking behind the supermarket.
You read the whole title.
Smoking behind the supermarket with you.
Yeah, Slime Season 4, baby!
After movie.
Classroom of a Black Cat and a Witch. Oh, The Crow.
Ooh. Another 100 girlfriends.
Another season to 100 girlfriends!
Christ, bro, why?
Because 100 girlfriends is popular.
Oh, Season 5 of The Daily Life of the Mortal King.
Oh, nice.
And Demon Hunters. Oh, The Demon Hunters, sorry.
Yeah, different anime.
My bad.
Ghost in the Shell? Thinking emoji? Heart emoji?
What? Yeah, that's weird. I'm interested.
It's probably a movie.
Probably is a movie. I don't know any of these.
The world's finest.
Rising Shield Hero Season 5?
Oh, God. Just stop already. The Unwanted Undead Adventurer Season 2.
The One Piece.
The One Piece.
Is that the end finally coming to an end?
No, because they announced we're getting Elbaf animated.
You're like another aristocrat.
I can't fucking talk about One Piece, apparently. Like, every time I try to talk about One Piece, man, just cuts me off.
Nobody wants to talk about One Piece, apparently.
The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic Season 2. Let's go.
Oh, nice. It comes out soon.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry about that. Though an inept and villainous, Tale of the Butterfly Rat Body Swap in the Maiden Court. What the fuck?
What?
Oh, pull that synopsis.
Sorry, did I have a stroke trying to read
in
that?
In a kingdom inspired by historical China, five clans put forth their maidens as imperial consorts, but only one will be crowned empress. The frail and beautiful Ko Ryrin, the so-called butterfly of the imperial court, is a shoo-in to marry the crown prince. Oh. When court rat,
Kigetsu.
Kigetsu lashes out during the glittering lantern festival. It's Ryrin who wakes up in the dungeons, Might as well by her assailant to steal her vision at the court. Ririn's plight seems dire to everyone else now that she's got a robust new body.
Robust is a fucking...
That's a word. Okay. Well, I understand it. They just swap bodies and then trying to figure out a way back.
Switch bodies?
But robust is a...
Robust is crazy.
Tokyo Revengers Battle 3.
Tokyo
the Chinese Street of Friday.
Tokyo Revengers, yeah. Trapped in the dating sim.
Trapped in a dating sim? Oh my god.
I can't believe it's getting a second season.
You know there's some fuckers out there watching this entire fucking
Moonlit Fantasy Season 3? Brother. They're milking that too. Witch Watch 2.
Dude, we didn't even get one yet.
Wash it all away.
I'm looking at all these Chinese animes. I'm like, yeah, Nico would not be able to pronounce half
the
shit.
A lot of them are pretty good. Sometimes you gotta give it a shot. Yu Ling Shi is getting. It's probably his movie.
So this is the TV series. And then we're at movies.
Oh, yes. That would make sense.
Death Stranding Mosquito.
Oh, that would be pretty.
Bang Dream!
More Bang Dream.
Another 50 billion foot.
Fudge Demon Factory.
Slayer. Yeah, we already knew the Demon Slayer. Yeah. Other
Demon Slayer movies, you know, got to finish that long ass arc one way or another. Fudge Factor?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
That's at Factory. I was going to say, what the fuck? Fudge Factory?
Hey, you can't talk about Nico's street name
is
on that.
Is that the animal protagonist?
Yeah.
No, I said animal protagonist, non human protagonist.
Yeah.
Ah, that would make sense. That is.
Because clearly, if you're not a human, you're an animal, right? Gintama Movie 3.
Gintama Movie 3.
No, Girls Band Cry Movie. Dear God.
Girls in Panzer 5 and 6.
Oh, damn.
Kill Tube.
Haikyuu Movie 6, what the fuck?
Kaiju Decode. What is this? Stop Motion?
Junk World.
What is this about? Grotesque. Okay,
cool. Said fuck you right there. Made an Abyss new.
Love Life.
Another billion things to Love Life. Mostly good.
Does it say Milky Subway?
Yes, it does.
Creepy.
Fuck,
Galactic Limited Express movie.
That does not make it any better.
God, I wish I was on a Milky Subway right now. Fuck.
Made an Abyss new.
Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway's Flash 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monkey Gang Anarchy. Let's go. I don't know what that is, but...
Man, we're up in the set.
Rascal does not dream of a dear friend.
Yeah.
You're getting more Rascal?
Really?
Rascal does not dream
Scissor
of
7
a dear
movie?
Friend.
Scissor 7? That's actually kind of... That's actually kind of,
Yeah, that might be really, really good. I like some Scissor 7.
What's there not to like about Scissor 7?
The weenus?
Fuck, you're right.
Sword Art Online Visions gets another.
No shot. The next fucking Sword Art Online's gonna be a fucking movie. Eminence and Shadow
gets a movie. Sheesh.
That's actually pretty good. I'm excited for that.
Space Battleship.
Yep.
King of Fighters. Wait a minute. The ninth. Wait a minute.
The ninth gen.
Version Punk 2 and 3. To the moon!
The moon.
The moon. Not bad. A lot of these I don't know. This is about to be sad to watch.
Your letter? Yeah. Probably.
Oh, it's about bullying.
Drama, mystery.
School life, transfer students. Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to be sad.
Yeah, it's about to be one of those bullied anime again. Yeah.
We already got Togepi's.
Togepi's original set.
Dude, we need to talk about Togepi. Like, we need to talk about that.
He has never watched it.
He needs to watch Togepi. Yeah, yeah. Or read Togepi, because that is... That is fucking... Damn.
Cardcaptor Sakura, clear card. Ooh.
Sweet.
Blade and Bastard. These are all OVA's specials.
Edgerunners 2.
Edgerunners 2. Data Life.
No.
Cyberpunk. Lego. Ghost of Tsushima.
Fate Khalid.
Ghost Genshin of Impact.
Genshin? What?
The Fifth of the North Star. Wait, wait.
At least these are OVAs and specials. So
yeah, like what?
Like 15 minutes, but I thought that was somebody else.
There's some. What the fuck? Love is War.
JoJo.
Why is JoJo? Wait, why the fuck is JoJo in the OVA special section?
Konosuba.
Oh, there's the Konosuba.
Licorice Recoil New.
That gives me relief. It refuels my energy to keep moving on. But there's another Konosuba.
Nashville, let's go.
Monogatari.
Monogatari, let's go.
What was that silly you said?
Monogatari.
Monogatari.
This man had like six syllables. I just said it wrong. I said it wrong. He said they had like six syllables.
That is... They're ending that soon.
Is this Tichimo? What the fuck? Yeah, Tenchimo is, it's weird.
Who would have known?
Project M.
Rich girl character.
Born as a space marine, I woke up piloting the strongest star.
That's not saying marine, that says mercenary.
Mercenary.
Space marine.
I skipped over a word, bro.
You did not skip over a word, you just completely fucking changed it.
I changed the word.
Also, I was reading a rich girl caretaker. I'm secretly the caretaker of the most popular girl in this rich kid school.
Why did you need to add that part? You could have just called it Rich Girl Caretaker.
It's the whole title.
The 100 times the charm. She was executed 99 times, so how did she unlock Super Love Mode?
Ooh, Special Good Factory. That's going to be
the Food Diary of Miss Maid. The Vermilion Mask. Ultraman.
Ultraman.
The guy she was interested in wasn't a guy at all.
Accurate.
Yes, oh. In Rambo.
That's it. We are in for a year.
For 2 years.
2 years.
We went into 2027.
All right.
We went to 2027 and shit that might come out in 2028.
Yeah, those are all,
I mean, all the ones that were just like that are shit that could come out at any time.
They that's true.
Need a
they're TV so game, fucking pie. It's gonna be a great year for anime.
Yeah, the next 3 years, it's gonna be good. We'll forget about this dog shit One Punch Man.
Yeah.
Another 10 years till season 4!
Oh, cleanse of the soul. I hope it's 10 years. Shit, I hope it's 20 years. You better get a good studio.
Yeah, true.
They better get a studio. That's just really how it is.
Oh, did you see the pictures I sent the group chat?
Yeah.
I didn't like check real fast.
My phone was getting spammed.
Well, let me check real fast. Hi, guys. In immediate lunch break, you sat in possible silence for a good chunk of minutes as we were browsing things. Hopefully, editor just, like, cut out some time frame gaps. Okay, cool. So now the timer went from 49 minutes of recording to, like, 30. We gotta record for 30 more minutes.
Hey, we're still somewhat talking. We're just browsing as we're...
At least it's like that gif of the orangutan, like, slamming the nail with the hammer. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the guy's just, like, staring. That's me watching Nico, like, scroll through this fucking list.
Yeah. I mean, what do you do?
I've come to a realization my friends hate me. I'm not in the group chat they were talking about. I thought it was a different group chat. Fuck!
Fuck, idiot. Fuck, idiot.
I don't even think I posted anything in the Weiss chat recently.
You posted the... Yeah, you said, check out, did you see BCS Richmond? And he never fucking sent results.
What? Oh, no, yeah, because I told you about it. Because they only posted the top three, that's why.
You still never sent it.
Okay, cool. Look for it.
I'm looking at BCS Richmond right now. I pulled up the janitorial service building in Richmond, California.
Closing remarks. I'm excited for the next 3 years of anime.
What'd you call me?
I am excited for anime, I guess. I don't know. I'm just here.
You're just that guy.
I don't watch anime.
You're just
him. I just know about it. I heard the cool kids were talking about it, so I tried my best to be cool, too.
Yeah, I mean...
What the fuck did I mean by new Naruto?
I don't know. A lot of those things were new, so we don't really know.
What do you mean by that? It better be, like, a Boruto final chapter or whatever the fuck they want to call it. I just don't know what to call it.
Yeah, hopefully. Tony, any closing remarks?
I still looked up BCS 2023 to 2024. I'm actually, like, tripping right now. I was like, why the fuck does it say Pasadena in January?
Because it's from November to March for this year's BCS.
Oh my god, I'm actually struggling right now. Hold on, any time results? We need to see results here. So guys, yeah, Root for Us in Pasadena coming up next month, probably this month, depending on the fucking... I already doxed the fucking recording. Well,
remember, December 7th, Pasadena, in California, we will be there, we will be doing interviews, and talking shit about other people.
Oh, I was scared for a second. I fucking pulled a thing. I was like, what the fuck are these anime? No, I pulled the fucking Vanguard things instead of the fucking... Weiss. Dude, I'm only getting Vanguard results. Please, please give me a Weiss results. Beast of Mass Pros. Yay, there it is. Yay! Rosemont. I'm sorry.
Well, I think we're going to end the episode there, we're pretty interested. We'll have a lot to talk about, and again, this is, for us, the end of the first season, but we hope to go to more events, have more guests, and do more things as time goes on.
Yeah.
Can only get better.
Look out for that YouTube channel that we talked about.
It'll probably most likely be under Cracked Media, but we'll still have our
Cracked
own.
Media. I forgot the name of it.
I'll be ready for Cracked at least. Media. I'll be ready for at least like 20 ads.
And then you'll see us with the tier list and asking a bunch of questions.
Yep, yep. Also, shout out to Cracked Media, mainly Jay Doggan. He's the homie. He's the CEO, man. The founder, the man, the goat. We appreciate you. And shout out to the editor, shout out to the person for the did my art, Lintic. She's great. She does all my art stuff.
You can't see it, but I'm shooting a thumbs up.
Shout out to me taking the time to be sleep deprived to fucking come on and actually talk in this fucking episode.
Shout out to you guys for listening. For real though. Like, yeah. We're listening. We don't even think people listen to us, but hey,
there are people that listen.
There's apparently people that listen, we appreciate you. We hope to have you on the show one day, and we're gonna try to get some higher ups. I got some YouTubers
lined up. Higher ups.
I got some YouTubers lined up to be on the show.
Yeah, John.
VTubers lined up to be on the show.
Damn, no one ever told. They don't tell me shit. I've been locked in the fucking basement for.
You're a
fucking
guest.
Month.
You're not a co-host.
You're not a what? Yeah.
You're a guest.
I clearly am popular enough to be a recurring
Nobody
guest.
Likes you. You're a figment of Shannon's imagination. What
the fuck?
Sorry, insanity. And I'm a part of his insanity.
What the fuck does that mean? What does that mean?
None We're going to end on that. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.